I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In winter, areas in Russia will reach 45 to 55 below zero. People can freeze to death. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says that in these conditions, it's crucial to share the message of Christ with those who've never heard. Russian Ministry's Project Hope provides gift boxes, which include pictured New Testament Bibles to children. Just $9,000 more reaches their goal of providing 80,000 Bibles.
$100 will help us to get 90 Bibles into the hands of young people. And $1,000, it will help us to get 900 Bibles into the hands of all those needy children.
Call our resource line today to help. Next, tensions are simmering in Haiti with its political future hanging in the balance. Without rioting in the streets, life seems to be returning to normal. Baptist Haiti Mission reports that their education department has resumed lessons, and the team sent building materials out to the construction sites. By Sunday, the church was full again. Given the conditions of the last few days, the team's grateful for a couple of days of peace. Pray that this continues. And Mission Aviation Fellowship's Tim Chase had hoped to start a new flight program in Nepal. That's not what God had in mind. A little over a year into the program, and it was closed down. Chase wound up launching the Electronic Bible Project instead. It took about 9 months to convert the files and customize the software, but it's done. He says two new products were just dedicated.
A Go Bible, so they can have the two Nepali Bibles on cell phone technology. And then also an e-Bible program that they can have the Nepali Bible along with a commentary and a dictionary, all in Nepali.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.